This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Singer-songwriter Matt Phillips has been making music most of his life. He was in the North Carolina Boys Choir, a high school band, a church band, and after high school, he took his act to the streets and played for tips. Since then, he's put out two records, and Matt Phillips joins us today on The State of Things, along with Joe McPhail on keyboard and the drums. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
So tell us about this, the earliest days. I guess there's a story behind the origins, the beginnings of your music career. You could have been a soccer player.
Yeah, I could have been a soccer player. My mom, for I guess it was my fifth birthday, was supposed to sign me up for the soccer team, and she forgot, and so she bought me a keyboard instead, and I couldn't put the thing down. So I definitely did my share of random experimentation around the house for a couple of years, singing and playing, and then got a drum set, and that was really the beginning of it.
Oh, so she's actually punishing herself for her error, right, by buying you the drums.
Of course.
In one brief instant, were you mad?
I remember being really disappointed, but I always wanted a keyboard, and I don't think I knew that there was such a plethora of notes that could be had on one instrument.
A lot of them.
At that time, I was whistling one or singing one, but there's 88 in front of me. Oh my gosh!
It's kind of nuts. Yeah, did you even know that the black ones were notes too?
Well,
because you got to add those up.
I figured that out. at that time, I remember sitting after getting out of the bathtub when I was like 5 or 6. Completely naked on the floor of my room and trying to hit octaves with my toes. I think it's even better that I was naked. It's like me and the music at 5. But I thought that was the greatest thing to be able to make polyphony happen. Multiple notes was like crazy. So now, songwriting is...
So songwriting is... Well, were you writing songs at the time? Or were you trying to cover the stuff you knew? Were you doing like Twinkle Twinkle?
all the hits. I remember picking out parts that I would learn... in music class, like little tiny vocal parts. And I remember my brother saying, like, who taught you that? Where did you come up with that? Like, that doesn't sound quite right, but it sounds like you're on the right track. And I had figured them out by ear. And so I was in the wrong key, or sometimes I would figure out in the wrong mode and things like that. But I always had an ear for music and never really a penchant for the written stuff. So I think that was the beginning of my ear training for sure.
Will you play something for us now?
I would love to. Right. Yeah. This is a new song called Mother. Just has nothing to do with my parents. Don't say that.
She's my mother. Dark and green says I'm growing like a weed. Oh, my mother teaches me. She said, oh, boy, you better, boy, you better, boy, you better listen up. Doesn't matter. Got wisdom either way. Drink your water, clean your plate. She said, oh, boy, you better, boy, you better, boy, you better listen up. I hope my mother loves me, cause my mother loves us all. My mother brings me higher, and she never lets me fall. If my father tells me to go and sleep it off, I have to tell my father he was wrong. No matter, she's my mother, a ball and a chain. Air is heavy on my brain. A drowning in a drop of rain. She said, oh boy, you better, boy, you better, boy, you better listen up. Mother tells me you've done wrong. Mother sings a sorry song. Mother knew better, boy, you better listen. a few forgiven sins. My father never loved her, he was always quick to judge. My father is a bad guy that contaminates my blood. No matter, she's my mother, dark in the green. Says I'm growing like a weed. Oh, my mother teaches me. She said, oh boy, you better, boy, you better, boy, you better listen up.
A singer-songwriter from Chapel Hill, a song called Mother. He is here with Joe McPhail on the keyboard. He has two records out and is working on his third. What a great song.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, you had in there that so it's a real got a real bluesy feel all the way through. So I guess my first question is that the music that interested you first? Were you always attracted to that, or have you come to it a little later?
I would say I came to it later. It's sort of hard to delineate, you know, what comes from where. Yeah. I really have always loved blues, and I think as a vocalist, blues opens up a lot of possibilities, and sort of the next logical step is slide guitar, because there's so much microtonal stuff that we don't necessarily think about in the 12-tone world, you know? And that was really attractive to me. So when finding artists like Derek Trucks, or even, you know, great old, you know, blues artists like Robert Johnson, Blind Lemon, you know, guys like that, it just has a really interesting feel to me, having played music for a long time, to really be that expressive with so few notes.
You know? Multitonal mode, and I think you said 12-tone, so clearly you have learned music since then, or at least have a cheat sheet with you in vocabulary. Did you want to learn music? Did that, or would you kind of drag kicking and screaming into it?
I really did. You know, my parents, they both work in psychology, and they're incredibly supportive of my art, and have always been. You know, my mom would follow me around on boys choir tours, you know, as like a groupie sort of, but it's great, because they always sort of encouraged me and my brother both to do, you know, anything that we wanted to do. And so I feel like, a lot of the early stuff, they were just interested in, you know, us, having our own interest. And so me playing in a band was just an extension of who I was as a person. But as I got more and more into it, they realized that I really wasn't going to pay attention to anything else quite the same way. So it was really powerful for them to kind of accept me as a up and coming or professional track. I wouldn't call myself there now, but that type of musician, just so that, you know, I kind of can give myself that respect.
You do another song for us?
I would love to, yeah. Thank you.
sitting at a church in Boston. They let my brother keep and lay my weary head at the altar. And God grants me sleep. A red door on the second floor, surrender is key. For Jesus' sake, forget, punish those who murder me. Stained glass from Tiffany's, everything but a summer breeze. It's not the air in a year that's choking me, it's what I don't believe. Stained glass from Tiffany's, this old house is crumbling. A golden crown in a broken town, but that's not a what I need. All I hear is silence, and this guy. Myself again, waiting on my brother, leaving this city of sin. The gardener plants the seed and leaves the carpenter alone. Well, nothing is for certain, priest or pimp can never know. Stained glass from Tiffany's, everything but a summer breeze. It's not the air in a year that's choking me, it's what I don't believe. Stained glass from Tiffany's, this old house is crumbling. A golden crown and a broken town, but that's not what I need.
Matt Phillips, singer-songwriter from Chapel Hill, along with Joe McPhail on the keyboard. So that last part there, Matt, did you just make that up now? It sounded great, but you almost looked surprised at how that came in.
I'm just excited. I just finished that song, actually, the other day. I came back. I was down in Alabama playing some shows and toured my way up through Georgia and South Carolina. And I played in a coffee shop that was attached to a church. And that was really powerful for me because a couple years ago, my brother was an assistant pastor at a historic church in Boston, in actually Lynn, Massachusetts, St. Stephen's Episcopal. So that song is called, this one's for Stephen. And I had it mostly finished, and I just kind of walked away from it because that song has a lot to do with sort of the idea of moving in and out of religious belief, you know, as you're growing up. And I didn't really feel qualified to finish it. And then I was sleeping in this church by myself and felt really weird about it, you know, just because of my proximity to the church, family-wise. And my brother just graduated from Duke Divinity School and is a wonderful pastor. But I myself have experienced a lot of doubt, to say the least. So I didn't want to feel like I was taking advantage of a community that I didn't, you know, necessarily agree with 100%. So I think they were fantastic, that church and that coffee shop, and really welcomed me and didn't judge me in the slightest. And I didn't feel any of those vibes, but I definitely sort of projected them on myself. And so I felt like that song was sort of chasing me down the highway as I left South Carolina the next day and came back to play in Wilmington. So I just finished the last verse up and then it's been stuck with me ever since. So
very cool. I'm going to leave you time to play us out, but I want to thank you both for being on the program, Matt Phillips. What a great pleasure. Thanks so
thank
much for
you.
Being on
Likewise.
The show. Matt Phillips singing on the guitar and playing, singing and playing on the guitar. Joe McPhail on keys and drums. Thank you both for being on the show. And by the way, you can find out more about Matt Phillips at our website, stateofthings.org. A program produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Hadi Mawagdi, and Will Michaels. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski sitting in today. Andrew Tai is our intern. Brent Wolf, WNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Matt Phillips.
Everything you needed. Did I shield you from the cold? Did I take the time to listen to all the things I wasn't supposed to know? Yeah, I know about your childhood and what your cousin did.